So, hello, I'm Sarah Acton. I'm a landscape poet. Can you just tell me your full name, please?
Yes, Jane O'Sullivan.
Thank you, Jane. So we're standing here in front of the big talking tent map, and I wanted to just invite you to just show me somewhere. You can take your time. It doesn't have to be really quick. You can take your time. Show me somewhere on the map that you've been, that you have a sort of connection to or a memory of, perhaps even somewhere. Are you local?
Well, I'm from London and Charmouth, so Charmouth here is a, have a little house in Charmouth, so Charmouth is a very special place to me, but I love all of this coastline, Chesil Beach, Abbotsbury, Burton Bradstock, I just think it's beautiful.
So those are your go-to places?
I think so, yes, and even Lyme Regis, although that's just on the edge, I just think the entire coastline has got, there's something different about the entire coastline, I think, from being shingle, sand, high cliffs, beautiful scenery and countryside. I love it. I just think it's a really lovely part of the world.
And whereabouts? Just so you close your eyes. Where else did you say you lived?
London.
London. So if you're in London and you close your eyes and you have a little daydream about somewhere particular that your heart, you've left a piece of your heart, where would that be exactly? Where would you be thinking of?
Actually, I think Golden Cap is one of the most special places for me, because I think when you're at the top there, it's quite hard to get up there, but once you're up there, I think the view around is spectacular of the whole area. It's really peaceful.
Yeah.
And it is just a very special place. I think you can just lose yourself in the quietness of it, I think.
Yeah, sort of lose track of time.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, I think that's one of my favourite places as well. Do you spend about half your time down here?
Most of our time
has
been down here for the last couple of years, really. We love it down here. We're trying to, we have now retired, and the idea is to be here permanently. It's me just needing to make that leap of faith and say goodbye to everything I know back in London.
Yeah, cut those.
But I do love it here. I feel really sad when I leave here.
What's Charmouth like?
Oh, it's a lovely little village. Not commercialised, lovely little cottages. The beach is really lovely, lovely for
huge,
walking.
Isn't it?
It is for fossil hunting.
That successful myself, but I don't mind.
We have got a few.
I
do feel quite sad when people are there bashing the rocks, trying to find them. And I know that's part of the lure, but we've found several just by walking along the beach.
That's how I found all of mine, actually. And I've been there with geologists before, and they've said if you just go down to the, you know, to the shoreline, you will find.
You do, especially if the weather's been a bit stormy. But I just think it's a lovely little village, just the little estuary there coming into the sea. It's just a really nice place to be.
Is there a good sense of community there?
Well, yes, I think there is. I'm still trying to break into that, but I think because of the pandemic's made it very difficult, as it has for many people around. Yes, there's lots going on in the village, because there's lots of little shops for everything you need, and that was a great, during the pandemic, the volunteer, lots of people came together and set up a volunteer where they were delivering. We had little signs in our windows of thumbs up to show that we were okay, and if you had a problem, they asked you to turn it down, and
somebody would call
to see if you needed anything. So I thought that was really a lovely thing to do, really nice. We felt quite secure while we were down here.
I've got a friend who lives in Charmouth, and I think there's a lot going on within the community, you know, behind all the beach and everything.
I think there is.
And
caring. I mean, just like the little local cafe, the Bankhouse, they do shopping for some of the elderly people in the community.
Yes.
During the pandemic, they were cooking dinners because they were closed, Sunday dinners, and delivering them to some of the, you know, the elderly community, which I thought was just such a lovely thing to do. You know, they just do it because they want to help people. And
so that's probably quite a good way to get to know people as well, to do some volunteering, actually.
Yes,
Once things start
to get back to some normality, that is my plan.
Well, good luck with the rest.
Thank you very much.
Are you okay? Just as an audio consent, are you all right for us to use this?
Yes, definitely.
Onto the website. Thank you very much.
Definitely. Thank you.